Joe Francis is chair of the Duke of Edinburgh Awards and sits on the National Committee as well. Joe Francis, hello.
Good evening, Tony, and good evening, listeners.
Joe, is sad, of course, but one of the legacies will be the Duke of Edinburgh Awards. And as you pointed out to me when we spoke briefly last night, that there would be many people listening right now who would either be recipients of Duke of Edinburgh or have family members that over the years participated in Duke of Edinburgh.
Well, firstly and foremost, our hearts and our prayers go to Her Majesty. Whether you are a monarchist or a republican, anyone who has spent over 70 years with their consort, with their partner, must be heartbroken right now at such a greater loss. And I think anyone who has any resemblance of feeling in their body must sincerely feel for the Queen at the moment at such a great loss of her partner. Having said that, when I retired from politics, Tony, I made a vow that I would commit to one not-for-profit, and I was approached and asked, and I took part in chairing the Duke of Edinburgh's Award here in Western Australia, and I did so because it's a wonderful organisation, a wonderful legacy to now the late Duke of Edinburgh, to allow young people to fulfil and embrace and better themselves for their own very good and future. And 775,000, so nearly 750,000 Australians have took part in the award since its inception, and it's one of Prince Philip's lasting legacies.
It's amazing. I mean, it was targeted, I think, and this goes back to 1959, I think, Joe?
Correct, absolutely correct. So this is one of Australia's and one of the world's and one of the Commonwealth's longest lasting and most successful legacies. And, its primary aim, if you look, beat it down to the basics, is to allow young people who otherwise would not have had the opportunity to embrace their own insecurities and grasp something that will lift them out of poverty or a life that otherwise wouldn't have been as successful, and better themselves for their own good. And it is a wonderful award. It is a wonderful program, and I'm deeply honoured as a Navy officer myself, still to this day, and as the chairman of an organisation that delivers these programs to those less fortunate, to be part of such a legacy that, quite frankly, right now leaves me speechless.
Yeah, I can hear that. And it was most upsetting when we all got the news yesterday, and you were touched, I think, by all of that. This will continue, though, will it not?
Oh, absolutely. So, my expectation is that His Royal Highness the Prince Edward will become the Duke of Edinburgh in due course. Mm-hmm. But, this isn't the time for looking too much forward, other than to say the award will continue. And I have no doubt that there are many, many people in Western Australia, and in fact across the nation and across the Commonwealth, who have took part of the award, who would testify to the fact that it made them better people, better human beings, advanced their career prospects for whatever reason, made them understand the meaning of service, and they've wound out of it at the end of the day far greater in their way of contributing to our society than they would have been otherwise.
Joe, just finally, I think I also read, to find out more about this, I mean, it's been going for a long time, but it's also in 130 countries, and it, well in excess of 8 million people worldwide have participated in this.
An astonishing amount. And my view now, as the modern-day chairman of an award in Western Australia and in my role as a naval officer, and in fact as my role as a national director of the award, is to ensure that as many people as possible can partake in it. And that means if you can't afford to do it, it doesn't matter. We have the funds to ensure that anyone, regardless of their upbringing, regardless of their financial ability, can put their hands up and say, you know, I want to change my life for the better,
yeah,
in particular for young people.
Yeah, so it's what it's all about.
And we can fund it. We can do it.
We do. And it's affectionately known as Duke of Ed. You can have a look at the website, dukeofed.com.au locally. Joe, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tony. And, you know, God save the Queen. And let's remember the great service this man contributed not only to his own country, but to our country and to the Commonwealth.